crushing houses.
That's just a good weekend for a brontosaurus.
That's a good
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m., on Thursday, December 22nd, WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, Thursday, December 22nd, for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show, Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man.
The wind is howling. You scan the dark horizon.
Each time it picks up, your heart picks up with it. Your stomach drops.
The street lights cast golden rays over nothingness. You pace back and forth.
Music seeps out from the drafty windows behind you. You want to go back in. Warmth, voices, touch, laughter. But you're too nervous. You have to pace.
Everything could change tonight. Wrongs righted. Your restlessness finding stillness, finally.
Years ago, you never understood what people were looking for out there. Why they bothered. The dark emptiness that stretches forever. The horizon that disappears over the edge of the cliff.
All you can count on is yourself.
You leave this world like you come into it, they said. Alone. That seemed to make sense to you.
And yet, your restlessness, your knees couldn't help but bounce as you sat in a chair, like an itch that nagged at you, a feeling that smothered you until you got up and went somewhere else.
And that's how you ended up here, pacing a dark parking lot in the cold, your heart gripped by true hope for the first time in a long time.
There it is, headlights appearing at the turn of the road, blinding. But you'd recognize them anywhere by now.
The car pulls into the lot, ignition cuts, and the two of you head in together to the Love Motel.
Mm-hmm. sweet lover to the Love Motel. I'm your host, Donna, and if you're listening from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I'm broadcasting from, you're finally feeling that bitter bite of winter after what felt like a luxuriously long, benevolent autumn. A few flakes have already fallen, and they've already got Christmas music piping through the big box stores. When you get in your car, you're blasting the heat almost as loud as your radio.
And this is your other host, Honey, coming to your ears from Palm Tree Line, Los Angeles, where winter here means a break from the oppressive heat, a chance to clear your head, catch your breath, and watch the short days turn into chilly sunset nights with your crush's sweater wrapped around your goosebumped shoulders.
If this is your first time at the Love Motel, don't be nervous. We're going to treat you right.
We're a once-a-month radio romance talk show with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line.
Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real and very anonymous message for us to play on the air.
You can also write to us totally anonymously by going to our website, www.thelovemotelradio.com. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you wherever you roam.
We're on Instagram too, at the.lovemotel.
We love hearing from you, and we love helping you sort through whatever troubles have been weighing heavy on your heart. So please, drop us a line whenever you're thinking of us.
Or just ask us to play a special song for that someone special in your life. We do that here, too.
Well, Donna, we've got some real juicy letters to read through this month. But before we unwrap those presents, there was one particularly exciting submission that popped into our mailbox this time around. Our first ever personal ad. Here it comes.
Queer femme kitchen witch, seeking babes to adventure with. Have fun, laugh, and see what happens. Here for new friendships, flirting, and dating if we're a cute fit. 35 plus, curious and kind preferred. Mask for mask.
And by the way, that's M-A-S-K for M-A-S-K. But damn, what a submission. If this sounds like it just might be the lover for you, send us an email at donnaandhoney@gmail.com. That's donnaandhoney@gmail.com. And we'll connect you to the queer femme kitchen witch of your dreams and ours. And keep our fingers crossed that you too find a spark.
I am so over the dang moon to have gotten our first personal ad.
We were born to play matchmaker, weren't we, Donna?
We sure were. Let's play some songs that are all about getting together.
Don't turn that dial. It's only just the beginning of an unforgettable evening together with you.
Thank you. ceiling if you want me.
Come on back into the Love Motel. It's time to open up our first advice letter of the night.
Let's see what we can do to help out this sweet, loyal listener. They wrote,
how soon is too soon to tell someone I love you? I just started a new steady relationship and I've got some pretty strong feelings that seem mutual. But I do have a habit of falling hard and fast. I don't want to freak this girl out, but I also feel like she's waiting for me to say it first. I don't want to mess this up. It always feels like a big moment. Help. Sincerely, Addicted to Love.
Welcome, Addicted to Love. We love a big-hearted, love-and-large, fallen-in-love-every-second type here at the Love Motel.
It's the kind of bad habit we can't help but indulge every once in a while.
This question can be hard to answer without knowing more about the dynamics of your new romance. A big, powerful part of me says quite loudly, go for it. No matter the outcome, because if it's the truth, your truth, why not share it? Frankly, I don't think people tell each other I love you nearly enough.
Donna, on this point, we are as twinned as ever. I've never quite understood the hang-ups we have around those three little words. I say it to everyone all the time. I love to throw love around, and why shouldn't we? The world is so dark and scary and isolating as it is. And in relationships, my thinking on it is always this. It's not a promise or a proposal. You can fall in love with someone fast and fall out of love even faster. It's just a shorthand for expressing how deeply you feel for someone, whether you end up dating for 6 months or 6 years or forever.
Beautifully, perfectly expressed, honey. Since you're feeling nervous, addicted to love, it could be helpful to imagine how you might feel if the big moment doesn't go as planned, aka if your new partner doesn't say I love you back. If they don't, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't feel tender, loving feelings towards you. They might just not be ready to drop the big bomb just yet. They might just need a little more time than you to let those seeds grow. It is important to give some thought to whether or not this new partner will feel overwhelmed or pressured by you opening up like this relatively soon, which is why it's important to be honestly okay with the potential for your feelings to not get vocally reciprocated. If you have only been dating for a few weeks, a month, I might advise just holding those three big words inside for a bit longer. see how it all goes without them. There are so, so many ways to express love without any words at all. Maybe speak that language for a while instead. It's much more potent anyways.
That's so true, Donna. And since you're a big feelings lover like Donna and I tend to be, we're sure you know how to show someone you love them with no words at all. Big romantic gestures can be just as fulfilling for both of you when things are shiny and new. And Donna is, as always, quite right. When the time is right, think of a script for what happens if your new boo doesn't repeat the phrase back to you in kind. Maybe prep her with it. Say something like, "You don't have to say it back, but I just have to get this off my chest." Whatever you decide, and whenever you decide it, know that me and Donna and all the Love Motel listeners are rooting for you to hear an echo of your words from her mouth.
And either way, write back to us and let us know how it goes. We'll be here waiting with bated breath. And if you don't get the answer you want to hear right away, remember one of my very favorite quotes that goes a little something like, "You are what you love, not what loves you back."
Ooh, I love that. Words to live by. So how about some good old-fashioned love songs about love to get us all in the loving mood?
And what better way to start that than with the aptly named "I Love You" by Climax Blues Band.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my hair. Since then, I never look back. It's almost like living a dream. And ooh, I love you. You came along from far away and found me here. I was playing around, feeling down, hitting the bill. Smile, said you're much too young.
so long. You and me been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is more than strong, girl. Take it from me. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. Darling mine, I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. I just wanna be your everything. Open up the heaven in your heart and let me be the things you are to me, and not some puppet on a string. So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than strong, girl. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. I just wanna be your everything. Open up the heaven in your heart.
Welcome on back, Earth Angels. We're grateful as ever to have your loving ears tonight.
This is shaping up to be one of our all-time most saccharinely sweet romantic evenings. Our favorite.
Just how we like it. Should we get to one more letter before we sign off for the night?
Yes, let's.
Here we go. Donna and honey, I need your help. I broke up with my partner of 3 years about 6 months ago because something was off. We had no major problems, but I just felt like it was time. I had that familiar itch that it was time to move on, so I did. I needed something new, and I'm sure she did too, though she seemed really surprised when it happened. Anyway, fast forward 6 months, and I've been dating around, but generally not clicking with anyone. And you guessed it, I miss my ex. But I really can't tell. Do I actually miss my ex, or do I miss being in a relationship? How do I figure it out? Should I call her up and try to see her again and see how I feel? Signed, full of regret.
Okay, right away, I'm going to tell you to put the phone down. We're all about figuring out how you feel, but you should almost certainly do that before you dial up your ex. Not during or after. No matter how she felt about the breakup, confusing her because you're confused is just not very kind or necessary.
Based on the way you described your breakup in your letter, it seems like your ex was maybe not quite on the same page as you in terms of itching to move on, so I think you absolutely need to leave her alone. You didn't mention whether or not the two of you are already in contact these days, so apologies if that sounds a bit harsh. If you have been getting back in touch and she's expressed missing you too, then maybe you can explore getting back together in some capacity, if it's what you both truly want. Breakups, after all, aren't necessarily permanent. But back to you and your feelings, which we're happy to help you parse. I do think that it's more likely that you miss being in a relationship than specifically being with your ex. It sounds like you're just a little tired of being single and ready to date more seriously. Trust those initial feelings you had when you did split up. You wanted to move on, so go ahead and keep moving forward. I'm sure you'll find someone you click with down the road.
6 months just isn't long enough for your relationship to fully be in your rear view. You still remember how it was, though the way our memories tend to work, you're likely remembering everything that's rosy and none of the thorns. I don't think it's possible for you to really know if you're just lonely and horny or actually missing the person from your past until you have a bit more distance and clarity. Dating around seems so fun and easy when you're partnered up, but ultimately can be really lonely, even if you're having good sex and having fun. You're going to need to really date someone else in a committed, serious way to know if you're just missing that feeling of being one half of a whole or missing this specific ex in particular. Your letter doesn't tell us much, either way.
So, full of regret, you've got our number. Get back out there, try to find something real, see how it makes you feel.
And then, of course, write in again and let us know how it went. The three of us will take it from there.
Until then, how about some breakup songs to encourage our listener to continue their clean exit, for the time being at least?
If tonight's the night you're gonna leave me all alone, don't you worry, babe, I'm not surprised. I'll reap what I have sown. I guess you sold me down the line when my money went down the drain. I can see you smiling now while my tears come down like rain. 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 When you leave me, don't leave me no letter on my bed. There are things between you and me, babe, better left unsaid. I tried everything I could think of. I treated you real kind. I'd say sweet and pretty things, still you paid no mind. 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 I lie here thinking of the morning, and if you'll be gone, I lie here and wonder. My heart beats like thunder. The hours seem long. If I could only stay awake, if I only can, I might see you sneaking across the floor with a suitcase in your hand. A suitcase in your hand. A suitcase in your hand. A suitcase. Dawn. But what if when you woke in the morning, you found me gone? Then you'd sigh, and then you'd cry, and then you'd know my pain. It's just on midnight, if I hurry to the station, I can catch the train. I can catch the train. I can't catch the train. It's just on midnight, if I hurry to the station, my babe's gonna catch the train. My babe's gonna catch the train. My babe's gonna catch the train.
All right, lovers, if heartbreak happened at the Love Motel, this is when it would go down.
We wish tonight could last for all of time.
But as Donna's always fond of saying, there's a place where the Love Motel is never ending.
Listen to all our old episodes and write to us at thelovemotelradio.com and give us a call at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
As always, it has been our deepest pleasure to spend the night with all of you. We're going to send you off into the evening with one more hot song to keep you warm about finding someone that fans that flame.
Here's My Stove's on Fire by Robert Lester Folsom. We'll see you back here next month, first Thursday at 8 p.m.
Until then, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.